Kim O'Donnell rips a bunch of dark green kale in the culinary suite at the Writer's Colony at Derry Hollow.
I'm going to make kale chips. Actually, I have one for you to try. These are my version of a potato chip, and you can hear the... They have, I mean, doesn't that sound like a potato chip?
She's tossed the raw kale with a bit of olive oil, salt, and spices, roasted it in the oven at 350 degrees, and ended up with a bowl full of crunchy green chips. Kim O'Donnell is preparing an array of samples from her new Meatless Lovers Meatless Cookbook for a reception being held this afternoon in the Writer's Colony Great Room.
You know, you might actually get the kids to, choose these instead of Lay's, right? Can't just have one. So I'm preparing more of those. And I've got some onions on the fire that I'm going to use to make a filling for what I call crostata. And a crostata is sort of like a freelance tart, very rustic. And then I've actually got something for you to try is my roasted eggplant lentil caviar. So I cooked green lentils, very basic brown khaki lentils with carrots, onions, red wine, some thyme, and then I'm mixing them with the roasted eggplant, which is pureed, with garlic, lemon, and olive oil. So again, another simple combination. So these two will actually be mixed together, and then it's a spread, which is just fab. Yeah.
The journalist-turned-chef brims with laughter as she roves the kitchen in her white apron, stirring a skillet of simmering onions and butter and slicing fresh baked bread. Maybe she's happy because she's managed to successfully blend both of her passions, writing and cooking. The former Washington Post Daily Web columnist now has a new column appearing in USA Today, launched just this month, called Simply Family Kitchen, on how to sway readers toward cooking rather than nuking.
I really like to cook simple food. My food is not fancy. It really does focus on what's available seasonally and wherever I live or wherever I am for that period of time. The meatless cooking, though, has definitely become part of my practice. I mean, I'm now eating meatless probably 50% of the time compared to just 2 years ago. And so the food in my book is the food that I'm making at home with my husband.
That would be Russ Walker, a special projects editor for Politico. He's also her top recipe taster. The Meat Lover's Meatless Cookbook targets those who either scoff at vegetarianism or envy it. The 230-page softcover book is divided into seasons, providing 52 complete meals for one day out of the week. O'Donnell, who lives in Seattle, tested many of her recipes right here in the culinary suite at Derry Hollow after winning a fellowship last year.
I went home to celebrate Thanksgiving with my husband, and I came back like a week after Thanksgiving and was here for the first half of December. So it was a total of a month last fall. And again, so productive. Great. There's something energetically here that kept me very grounded. I mean, I worked like a banshee, but I felt like it was all good. You know, I walked every day. I went to yoga in Eureka. I got a massage regularly at Suchness Spa with Kat. I made good friends here. Great combination.
That alchemy must have worked. The book published this September is getting positive reviews in all sorts of magazines, newspapers, and popular websites with total foodie names like Eatocracy, Endless Simmer, and Foodista.
It has to be really delicious first, the most important thing. And that's why there's actually no fake meat in the book, because I don't want to... You know, if I'm trying to encourage people to take one day off from meat, why do we have to pretend that we're having meat on that day off? Here's a great argument. Taste the food. It's totally delicious. Oh, yeah, there's no meat in this.
O'Donnell, however, is a professed carnivore. On the flip side of her business card is a picture of her as a baby in her high chair teething on a greasy T-bone. But she's had her sights set on this book for some time as a practitioner of an emerging food trend known as Meatless Mondays, as well as a personal trend towards vegetarianism. The inviting cover of the Meat Lover's Meatless Cookbook features a rich, crusty loaf of bread sliced and stuffed with grilled veggies and melty cheese. Inside are complete vegetarian meals centered around things like lasagna, stuffed peppers, ratatouille, gumbo, even shepherd's pie. Aside from tempeh hoagie, tempeh is a fermented soy cake, most everything else is really familiar and doable for any carnivore to try.
My book is different in that I'm structuring it by menu rather than by course. So instead of the standard soup, salad, app, main, I'm looking at this completely from a meat eater's perspective and saying, I'm going to walk you through this. So I've created menus so that you don't have to freak out on how to like take one recipe from one chapter and another and pair them together for dinner. And, you know, eventually I hope that you'll get more confident and you'll want to do that mixing and matching. But for now, so the book is structured so that if you wanted to take one day off from meat once a week, for an entire year, you would have a different menu to try.
The book is also philosophical, but within limits.
Meat eaters in particular could stand to, you know, not just poundage, but taking, just reducing meat. We eat like 200 pounds of meat per person a year, and that's an average. And it, in some cases, you know, in meat-heavy country, right here in the middle of the country, we're talking closer to 250. That's a lot of meat for our bodies to digest and process. So I look at this more as dietary diversity. You know, let's make a little bit more, let's have some real estate on the plate that's a plant rather than a chop. And let's make room for some veg and whole grains and, you know, maybe some legumes or beans. You can still have your meat on those other days, but maybe shrink the meat portion or try this idea of going one day off. I certainly feel better. The most mainstream example I can think of right now is, you know, the former governor of Arkansas, Mr. Bill Clinton, went vegan 2 months ago, lost 24 pounds, you know, Mr. Cheeseburger, right?
Data show that Americans who eat more fruits and vegetables are likely to have reduced risk of chronic disease, including stroke, type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers. Plus, eating green is green. Animal protein production's been chronically linked to both water and air pollution via concentrated animal feedlot operations.
I try not to be a downer in the book because, most importantly, I want people to get into the kitchen. You know, meat less, meat filled. Let's do it. You know, we're not cooking enough. So that's my, if I was going to get on my high horse about anything, it'd be let's cook a little bit more than we do.
And who knows, after reading this book, you may even opt for Meatless Tuesdays. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.